Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream.
Speaking of Elvis Presley, that is one of his gospel songs, and I think a very appropriate introduction to my guest for this segment, Pastor Drew Sams, who is subbing for Wayne Levine. We usually have the men's room as this segment. But first, let me welcome you back to the Bruce Salen Show, Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salen. This segment of my show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor in the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com, npier.com. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village for the last 5 years, and he's also pursuing and finishing, as I understand, doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and he has just returned from what I'm calling a mission to South America. I'm not quite sure what you called it, Pastor Drew.
Yep, just got back from Brazil on Monday, about 3 days ago, as we're talking today, and boy, how do I even begin to condense 2.5 weeks into one radio segment? There's so much wonderful things that we experienced. I went down with a group of high school students and leaders, and it was really, truly, truly amazing. So the organization we went with was through my church in partnership with an organization that's actually worldwide called Youth for Christ, and they had a camp down in Brazil in a big area called Belo Horizonte, and we, in the first week, built a ropes course. And if you're familiar with what a ropes course is, it's one of the low ropes course, maybe about waist high, and there's different things that people could go across, cables, across kind of floating platform steps, and it's really good for team building, for people to overcome fear, to work on trust issues, and it was the only ropes course in all of Brazil.
Really?
And so we were able to start and finish that just in that week that we were down there. We had a team of about 40 people. Some adult contractors came down, people who were really good with construction. And it was amazing how quick we were able to put this together in about 6 days.
Did you try it out yourself?
I did. I really embarrassing because all these high school kids are, you know, zipping right across it and back and forth really easy. And so I come and I try to go across. It's almost like if you remember in Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, when he goes across that huge bridge across the ravine, you know, those wooden slab kind of suspension bridge. It's
kind of like that,
but there's about a 2 foot gap in between each piece of wood, kind of like a 4x4 piece of wood. And so I step on it, the thing starts shaking, and instead of looking, I guess, kind of ahead to kind of keep myself balanced and oriented, I'm looking straight down.
Which is exactly what you're not supposed to do.
Yes, and I started to get this vertigo where, you know, the ground 5 feet below me was the same distance as where my feet were, but things were shaking. I had to go down to all fours and crawl across, and everybody's laughing at me. And
boy, you know, surfer Drew is not able to do a ropes course with 4 feet off the ground?
Well, that's funny you said that because one of the students yelled, "Drew, aren't you a surfer? I thought you were supposed to have good balance."
I love it. All right, but go on. You said there was so much that you learned. I don't need to make fun of you the whole segment.
No, yeah. But here, I wanted to share this because I actually thought about you and your book and just the value of having adults interacting with teenagers. And we had this trip that was very multi-generational. The youngest was 15 years old. And the oldest, actually, on this trip was in the mid-80s.
Wow.
And so we had this huge generational coming together that was so wonderful. And just a really quick story. Mm-hmm. One of the older gentlemen, I think he was in his early 70s, late 60s or so, he found out while he's down in Brazil, you know, thousands of miles away from home, he finds out that his wife was just diagnosed with advanced ovarian cancer. And so here he is halfway around, you know, the globe. And to watch high school students the rest of the trip while he's down there comfort him, encourage him, let him borrow their phone because his phone wasn't working to contact his wife. He was in tears at how mature these high school students became in response to this tragedy that he was going through.
Wow.
And it was just, it was so amazing to see that interaction. You know, somebody 50, 60 years younger comforting an older gentleman who felt so alone in so many ways to hear that news, but he was able to travel through that experience. You know, this is a defining moment in his life. I'll never forget that.
You must have been proud because many of these kids in your mind have to be your kids.
They are. And I was so proud of them. And especially at the end of the trip, when she showed up at the airport to pick him up, she was filled with tears, thanking the kids by name, saying, "I heard so much about you. Thank you so much." And it was really a really moving experience.
Wow. Wow. You're getting me speechless, which is a hard thing to do.
One of the interesting things, I actually had breakfast this morning with a group of students who went on the trip, and I was asking them, I said, "Okay, I'm going to be on the radio program this morning, talk with Bruce. What are some things and how you see your life differently now that you've been on this trip?"
Ah, great question.
And this quote blew me away. One of the girls, her name's Haley Nelson, immediately said, "I've never been so uncomfortable to go back to my comfortable life."
Wonderful quote.
Oh, and I said, what do you mean by that? And she says, "You know, my life is so comfortable. I've got it so easy. So many things I took for granted." And she says, "I appreciate them so much more, but there's an uncomfortableness to how comfortable it is and how much I take it for granted." And it was truly, truly amazing. One of the other gentlemen, his name's Nate Blackman, he said to me, he's going into his senior year in high school, he said, "I just find myself friendlier to people, people I don't know, to my family, to my friends. The people in Brazil just seem so caring and so generous and so affectionate." He says, "I just feel different in my outlook in life."
Hmm. By the way, just as a reminder, Pastor Drew, that tell those kids that they can listen to the show anytime they want from BruceAllen.com, and they can actually hear your commentary about the trip.
Yeah.
You might want to send out an email to the kids that went on the show to let them know that you spoke about it for this segment of the show.
Well, I promised them. They said, "Okay, you can use our names if you include a link on Facebook so we can share with our friends." So,
all right.
So I'm sure they're getting this through Facebook right now and sometime in the future.
Well, it'll be up on our radio show link page, a little after the show ends. So
great.
It'll be there.
And
for
I know
you.
I promise I'd share some photos with you, even have some short videos. It truly was an amazing experience. A lot of the students are saying we want to go back next year. Even some of the kids were talking to families down there. And saying,
I want to go next year.
Yeah,
I'll be one of the chaperones. Heck,
it was
let's
so
broadcast
great.
From the Amazon.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I've been there. I've been to Brazil. I've been to the Amazon, and it's quite an experience. I'm not even joking. I would love to accompany a group like that and bring my own. I have two teenagers. They'd fit in.
They would.
It was
such a mixed group. You know, some people had electrical backgrounds. Some people were just, "Hey, I want to help. I'll learn anything. I'll dig ditches. I'll do whatever." And the second week, I described the first week, the second week while we were there was an English-speaking camp. So 100 Brazilian kids showed up, and we were the camp counselors, the ones that ran the snack bar and worked in the kitchen. It was really a neat, neat experience.
Did you find also that doing such hard work like you did the first week, that at the end of every day there was a sense that you and I bet the kids felt of just really feeling good, and then when they would relax and have a meal, there'd be even more. You'd have more joy because of the sense of doing something of value.
Oh, there was so much satisfaction. We even had to do our own laundry.
God forbid!
Yeah, but it wasn't just doing the laundry, throwing it into the
it was in the river,
or whatever. It was, no, well, thankfully they had some sinks and some washboards.
But you had to wash them by hand, huh?
We did have to wash them by hand. I had a student walk up to me. He said, "I've never done my laundry in my entire life."
Anyway.
"Here I am the first time doing it. I got to do it by hand."
That's hysterical.
And then he says, "It makes me slow down enough to just appreciate the clothes I have, this whole experience that I have. clean clothes after this. You know, it was really neat. It was really life-changing.
What a beautiful experience you you chaperoned. What a beautiful, beautiful thing. I'm looking forward to hearing more. We are got to take a break now. Pastor Drew will be joining us for our next segment where we will talk about lessons learned from Amy Winehouse. This is Bruce Salen, A Dad's Point of View. We'll be right back.